to episode 6 of the Couch Tomatoes. I'm Jake Ryan.
I'm Matthew Robinson.
And I'm Tony Giannotti.
And we're the Couch Tomatoes.
All right, that intro was Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force.
I can play that expert guitar hero. Today we got a little chill episode. We're going to talk about some spring break recap. Let's start with you, Tony. How would you do for spring break?
Well, we talked about it last episode.
How did it go?
What did you do?
So I flew down to Orange County, California.
I love Orange.
Looked at Chapman. Oh, it was all right. Did not go to Disneyland. I went there last time. But we were in this... Matt almost fell over in his chair.
All right.
There wasn't much to do. It was really? we got a little boring.
In L.A.?
We weren't in L.A., though. We were in this really weird spot. There's nothing to do. Okay. But then I went to Palm Springs, and it was a good time.
Where's Palm Springs?
I don't know, you never heard of it?
No, I never heard of it.
Where is it?
Where is it?
California.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was in California or Florida.
Yes.
It is in California.
We're
like
both retirement.
Orange County is in California. And I drove from LA to Boston.
Jake, you're basically the only one who didn't go to where old people live.
I know.
That is true, Jake.
There are a lot of old people in Eagle Crest where I was, though.
Really?
Well, they live there in Bend. Bend's a pretty retirement place.
Really?
So I went to Redmond. Really.
Oh, wow.
Really Redmond.
Oh, wow.
And it was pretty fun. I watched a lot of movies.
What movies?
Shape of Water.
Ah, that one. That was like won the Oscar or whatever.
He fell in love with she fell in love with a
fish.
Fish.
Yeah.
Well, in a sense.
Matt's done that. You fell in love
I fell in love with fish once.
Oh,
we had to break up.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, what happened?
Just like differences. You know, it's hard for a man to date a fish, or a fish to date a man, or a woman to date a fish.
You're using different
phrases.
What if you're a merman, but instead of having the body of a fish and the head of a man, you have
the
head
top
of
the fish?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
That's a thing, yeah.
I know that.
I mean, I think you'd be a lot more agile on land.
Yeah. It seems like it'd be, but then wouldn't you like need water to survive? Jake, turn off your phone. Silence your phone. You ever been to a movie, Jake? What do they say before you start the movie?
I just got a text from Mr. Horn, so.
Oh,
what do they say, Jake?
I just emailed everyone a meeting reminder for tomorrow, 7:30 a.m.
Wow. That's early.
Attached. Well, that's actually not as early as we usually meet.
Whoa.
Because student council usually meets every single day at 7.
Jake, you're the most powerful person here. You were on student council. You basically can control the whole school.
Jake?
Pretty much.
What were your campaign promises last year? Can't remember.
I didn't.
He said he was gonna cancel finals and he never did.
So you're basically like a dictator. You're basically like Mao Zedong.
He's
Mao Zedong.
I am the spirit chair, so I interviewed with the athletic director, so I'm basically the athletics person on student council.
We all know that student council promises are never really gotten through with.
Talk to Stephanie Dakin.
Talk to Stephanie Dakin about
President Stephanie Dakin! We want answers.
Optional finals. Where are they? Anyway,
Matthew, let's hear about your spring break.
I went to Arizona, land of old people and desert, and there was a million things I did there. I went to In-N-Out Burger, which is the classic, probably the best burgers in the world.
I disagree with that, but it is.
Where
good.
Would
it
be better
good.
Than In-N-Out, Tony?
It is good. I think you can find better burgers
fast food.
Everywhere.
Fast food.
Okay,
what?
Best fast food burger. Best fast food.
Definitely.
Burger.
Like 100. Like
best
no
fast
fashion.
Food burger.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst fries though.
Oh, I hate their fries.
Hate them
so
their fries.
Fresh. The burgers are so fresh with the vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
It's a refreshing thing.
Oh, I went to Golden friggin' Corral, which you don't have in Oregon, and it was
went to Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. Best experience of my gosh darn life.
I went to Jimmy John's at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
What's Golden
Corral? Golden Corral. Have you ever seen the commercials for Golden Corral?
I have.
It's like a seafood.
I didn't
it's
know
like
Red Lobster.
It's like Golden Corral is like a buffet. Golden
oh,
Corral.
Yeah. Like,
you ever been to the what's the one that they have? They have it on. They used to have it on 82nd, and now they have it by the Target. And it's like the old, the Country Kitchen buffet.
Olive Garden.
Country Kitchen buffet.
Old Town buffet.
Old Town buffet. That's
I've
what I've
never
thinking.
Heard of that.
Place or it's Hometown
it's
buffet.
Hometown buffet.
Hometown buffet. If you've ever been to Hometown Buffet, listeners, Golden Corral is like 10 times that. Golden Corral had. Oh my gosh, it's more food than I'd ever seen.
You ever been to Izzy's?
Izzy's? Yeah, I've been to Izzy's. They're not as good as...
You want me to blow your mind?
Yes.
My uncle, fear of buffets.
What?
Hates them.
Really?
Hates buffets.
How can you have it?
Because I kind of get where he's coming from.
It's pretty gross food.
It's pretty gross. You just like shove... You're paying for a certain... Not like a specific meal. You're just paying for like a whole bunch of stuff.
Smorgophobia.
So you just gotta like fear buffets.
Smorgophobia, fear of buffets.
And it's pretty much just like, it's just gross how you have to, you just want to keep eating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Max Mulaney.
Because you want to get the most for your buck.
Yacked.
Max Mulaney. We went to Izzy's, ate so many things of pudding
and it's
stuff like that.
And it's like not quality food.
We were
no,
walking
it's not,
out the
that's
door.
How they make their money.
Exactly. That's why he hates them.
We were walking out the door, we threw up everywhere.
He yacked all
over
the parking lot.
Everywhere.
Who cleaned it up?
We didn't.
Oh, come on. Tony's the poor guy had to go clean up his yak.
Oh, that sucks.
Anyway, I was afraid when I was like trying, there was like deviled eggs, and I was like, do I really want to go
no,
out?
The answer
I know, I was
no,
like,
man.
I don't really want food poisoning. But then I was like, food poisoning is the worst that could happen. I mean, immediate death possibly when I put that in my mouth, but I wasn't afraid. So I pretty much just went
Golden
from
Growl,
like,
what was your meal? Let's
my
hear.
Meal, oh my god, it started with a salad and deviled eggs, then it went to like...
You went for the deviled eggs.
I went with the deviled eggs, then it went to like fried ravioli, chicken, beef, pork, oh my gosh, this place... Imagine just like a straight line of like computers, you know, like we have in like the...
Computer lab?
Yeah, the computer lab or like the library, you know, have the computers on the back wall.
Yeah.
But it's all food. That long of food. They had a whole section just for desserts, it was amazing.
So it's like Izzy's times... Three?
Yes, and they had a chocolate fountain, and that was the best part.
What?
Chocolate fountain. I stuck
That's
my head
insane.
In it and dipped my
With
head
With ice cream? Did they have ice cream too?
They had ice cream. They had ice cream like you'd see a basket in Robbins. You could have them scoop you a regular scoop of ice cream.
What the heck?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We need to franchise a Golden Corral. Tony, you want to be the manager?
I would.
Jake, you can be general manager.
Well, he doesn't clean up yak in the parking
lot. That'll be his job there.
No, if I'm the manager, I'm not cleaning up any yak.
What? That's your job. You're going to clean up the yak.
I'm the manager.
So I also want to hear something that happened to you during spring break, particularly has to do with dolphins.
I rode a dolphin.
Native to Arizona.
Native to Arizona. The Arizona dolphin does not actually need water to survive. It lives in the sand. It's almost like a sand shark, but it's like a dolphin. No. I did ride it. I petted a dolphin. I kissed a dolphin, right on the lips. It with no tongue though.
Thank God.
There was no tongue in that. It was a very fishy.
Thank God.
I probably should post a picture of the dolphin encounter to couchtomatoes.com.
Yes, let's do it.
I'll get on that.
Dolphin encounter could be one of our posters.
That's a great idea.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me hear about the dolphin situation.
How
was there a dolphin in the desert?
Well, there's this beautiful, it was like a complex. There was butterflies, there was dinosaur, like
animals. Dinosaurs!
I went to Jurassic World! Jurassic World. This place had an aquarium, it was called Odyssey, but like, S-E-A, yeah, it was really funny.
Okay, okay.
Very good.
And like The Odyssey.
The Odyssey,
or
yes.
Like The Odyssey.
Like Homer, like Homer Simpson.
Not like T-H-E-O,
The Odyssey.
Theo
Odyssey, yeah.
It's not like that.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, it's
okay. The Odyssey Aquarium was pretty great. We went there one day, and then we also went to the butterfly exhibit. I got butterflies all over me. That was pretty cool. But then we went, while we were there, they had this other place called Dolphinaris. Isn't that a stupid name?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's
That's
not.
A terrible name. Jake, don't make me come over there. I will come over there. Anyway, and they had dolphins. And it just so happened that my aunt and my cousin and my other cousin
Whoa.
Go to school at University of Arizona.
Go Cats?
Is it Cats?
Yes.
Well,
they were
Cats.
Devils.
Wildcats.
That's
Arizona
State.
Oh, it's Arizona. What?
Arizona State.
I don't know which school they go to. They go to one. It's in Phoenix. I went there. It was boring. I saw a door.
I think you told me Arizona State was where you were going to.
I'm not going to Arizona.
That you were visiting Arizona State.
I don't know which school I was visiting. I didn't even really visit. We ended up going dolphin swimming instead. Because my aunt was flying in from the great state of Oregon. You might have heard of it.
Great state of
Oregon.
Oregon. And
the one that's by Washington?
The one by Washington.
Okay,
and Idaho. And
Idaho.
And she flew down to visit her children. And we went dolphin swimming.
How fun?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it was 1,000.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
Did you know the dolphin's name?
The dolphin swim. I don't remember. I remember that it was really big. Like, it was like the biggest dolphin. It was like 600 pounds. You know how people do the thing, like put their arms in a hoop and they jump through it?
Yeah.
This dolphin were like taking me down. Like John Cena'd me. Like, took me off the top of the cage. We're talking like body,
like
atomic.
Zone pile driver.
Yeah, pile driver off the top of the cage. Undertaker, Hell in a Cell. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, listeners.
A ladder match.
We can't say hell. We cannot say hell.
What? AT double hockey sticks.
AT double hockey sticks in a cell.
I'll have to bleep that.
I see you double hockey sticks.
I'll have to bleep that.
currently, Tony looks like he's looking at Italian food.
Tony, why are you Googling pictures of Italian food?
Because my shine is tomorrow.
And
I wasn't able to work it.
He's doing it on procrastination.
Are you doing it on Italian food pictures?
I'm not. This is not Italian.
It's Basque food, ladies Basque and gentlemen. Food. The Basque country.
The Basque region. Isn't that in France?
Part of it.
Yeah, the Basque region in France.
But it's also in España.
Spain. España. Yeah.
You can see, si,
señor.
Oh no,
Bonichiwa.
You're a French guy. You're a French Bonichiwa. Guy.
Bonjour, monsieur. Je m'appelle Mathieu. Et toi? Et toi? Baguettes. I actually had a. I went to French brunch the other day on Easter.
Ooh, how was it?
It was good. It was a Frenchie. I had French toast and
why are you
French bread.
Kind of freaking out right now.
Because
you're shaking back and forth.
I had
you're
a little bit of sugar this morning. I had a lot of cereal.
No cookies today.
No cookies today, unfortunately. I thought
we
like
had break. Why did you not?
Had break because we have two breaks. Well, we have like four breaks this week. This is a gold cardinal.
I love this week.
This is unprecedented.
I love this week.
And on Friday we have International Day. I'm gonna go buy one of every dessert they have. You guys better help me eat them.
Okay.
Honestly, mm-hmm. What we're gonna talk about? We have a whole list of things in front of us. Let's talk about
lotions, potions, emotions.
Okay,
yes.
I have a question that was from the fans.
Yes. Oh, did we get a question from the fans?
I think it was Paula.
Paula. Curry Map. Wait.
What?
Paula Levy.
Paula Levy. Okay.
Right.
Paula Levy.
Right outside the store.
Oh, right outside the store. It's small.
She commented on one of our posts and asked you in particular.
Ooh.
What your favorite frosting was.
Frosting.
Favorite kind of frosting.
Jake. My favorite kind of frosting is the homemade frosting you make with powdered sugar, you know, and milk. And then I just like make it sometimes and just like spoon it in my mouth.
Wow. I had a feeling you ate straight frosting.
Oh,
I had that feeling.
What are you supposed to put frosting on?
Cake?
What?
No, you get the
what are you?
Matt, you get Pillsbury frosting. Vanilla Pillsbury frosting.
You get
and you put it on graham crackers and you eat it. Fire.
You put it on stuff.
But just take the graham crackers.
That's what frosting is. You frost things.
Frosted tips. I know a guy who got frosted tip once.
Who is
he? He went to a different school before when I went to the public school
Jesse
system. I went to Cracksburger Middle School. Look it up, people. It's a real place.
Didn't look good.
He looked terrible. Looked awful.
Should I get frosted tips?
Yes, you
should
would
you?
Look great.
Should you?
I would get frosted tips if I got 10,000
Do we all need to get frosted tips now?
I think you're blonde, so that would...
Yeah, we do reverse.
I'm not.
Reverse frosted
tips. I'll get a reverse frosted tips if you guys frost your tips.
All right. All
right, listeners, you heard it here. We're all going to have frosted tips right here.
We're
going to
post something on Twitter if we get 2,000 retweets.
Yes, 2,000 retweets.
I want 10,000.
10,000 retweets.
10,000 retweets will all get
nope,
frosted
nope,
tips.
Nope, 2,000.
5,000 retweets, Mr. Halligan will shave his head.
We haven't talked to Ms. Halligan about that, but...
We have. Oh,
it has been confirmed.
You almost knocked over the cross-country... trophies that
Cameron
here.
Thompson, shout out to your trophy. Meriwether CC Classic 2016 Varsity Boys first place. I don't know if Cameron what was doing. I don't know.
2016? Yeah. Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He did varsity all 4 years.
When did we start high school? 2014?
2014.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like just yesterday? It feels like just yesterday.
Here's what I was saying to a couple friends the other day. You know how, like, you don't want to sound cheesy or, like, cliche or anything when saying that high school flies by? I mean, look at us. We have 2 months left, ladies
and gentlemen.
2 months,
ladies
and
gentlemen.
2 months,
ladies
and
gentlemen.
I remember
going fifth year senior, so.
Yeah, I know that too. I'm getting held back.
So I remember sitting at freshman orientation listening to Will Poston talk to me, and he was saying, like, man, it really goes by so fast. And I'm thinking,
yeah. It's like the slowest thing ever.
Last 4 years, it was so long for me. Like, oh my God. But in high school, it's kind of real, kind of legit. Don't you agree?
Make the most of your high school experience. I mean,
freshman, all you freshmen listening.
What was his name from Jostens? Mike from Jostens?
Yeah.
High school, best years of your life?
Yeah.
He thought it was better than the birth of his second
better
child.
Better than his first child. Now, I feel like if your high school experience is better than the birth of your first child, you're probably underwhelmed.
First of all, a bad father.
Yeah.
Second,
terrible father.
Second of all, you must have had a great time.
No offense, Mike from Jostens.
He probably had a great time.
Mike from Jostens knows
good,
Tom
good
Brady.
High school.
Knows
good
Tom
high
Brady. Makes the Patriots Super Bowl rings. That's that's a fact.
Shout out.
That is a fact?
Yeah. Fact.
That's a fact.
He said that to us.
Really?
No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, now I need to get a ring.
I know. That's what he was trying. His marketing point. He's a marketing whiz. Marketing whiz.
You think
Mike from Johnson.
Replicate Patriots ring for me?
Probably cost you about $10,000.
Make you a fortune.
It's
not on eBay.
But yeah, probably. With the amount of diamonds that are in that.
Probably fake diamonds. I don't believe it. Tom Brady couldn't afford this.
I kind of want to do shout-outs, but I want to do that later.
We can do shout-outs now.
Okay.
Shout-out to Marty Hill of... What's the word? Like a good listener. He's listened to all the episodes.
Active.
Active
avid.
Listener.
Avid.
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 Word of the day calendar. Avid. Good job, Dick.
Yep.
Shout out to my grandma who made the dolphin thing happen, I guess.
Today, shout out to Google, because I'm Googling word of the day, because I just want to know what it is.
Shout out to Tony Giannotti with his blonde hair.
Thanks, man. Shout out to Justin Timberlake for making Frosted Tips cool.
Shout out to the guy who took the selfie with Justin Timberlake.
Shout out to the word of the day. Sensibility. Susceptibility to an impression.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
All right, we're going to start doing word of the day.
But that's April 3rd, 2018. That's today. Word of the day.
Okay, we can find
time. Just stop. Oh, whoa there, sir.
Oh, we could go back. I thought we could go forward.
We're not going back.
I could read the future. Oh, April 1st.
Cuckoo.
Is that how you say that? Deficients in sense or intelligence. One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
It's like cuckoo's nest, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Anybody have that?
Shout out to yourdomain.com.
Do you have one flew over the cuckoo's
nest?
I do. Why do
you need it?
Yes.
Okay.
No, with me.
All right. Another shout out.
Shout out to Miss Taylor for having a baby.
Did she?
Yes.
She had it?
No, she's going to have it. She's leaving in like 4 days or something.
Okay.
Friday, last day. Say goodbye, Miss Taylor.
Shout out to my cousin, Peter, who is a fifth grader at All Saints.
Ooh.
And he is a avid listener as well, and all of his friends as well. So
shout out to them. Tony Giannotti and Jake Ryan, who work at All Saints. They're
shout out to them.
Deep.
Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to Matt for taking my spot when I quit this week.
Shout out to what?
Shout out to what?
yeah. Shout out to Kari right now, of course.
Of course, and shout out to Vladimir Putin to protect us.
Let's not shout out Vladimir Putin.
Shout out to Vladimir Putin.
We don't. Actually, you know what? I don't know who's listening to this, so yes.
Shout out to Vladimir Putin.
All right,
I see these acronyms, T and AEF, which were like Mr. Wall things, but let's talk about the TSA, because Tony, you flew.
TSA, I flew. And what I've noticed about me flying is I always get TSA pre-check. Like, not every time, but I get it a lot.
Really? I always assume
weird.
That you get, like, really odd looks, and they're like, this guy,
no.
This you get, like,
I get TSA
pre-check
a lot, but I have had a pretty poor experience at the San Jose airport. I was walking around with a giant boot on my leg because I injured my ankle, and we were going through security, and I was like, they're like, take your shoes off. I took my shoe off. It's like, I should take my boot off, right? And the TSA person was like, no, you're good. Walk through the metal detector, and obviously it goes off.
Because metal.
I have
metal
a
in
boot.
Your boot.
On my foot, and I have to wait for about 45 minutes for them to pat me down when I am wearing a boot. I'm like, it was
did
my
you take
boot.
It off?
Yeah. I had to take it off, and they had to pat me down, and it's like, it's my boot, and they're like, we have to be sure, and it was rough.
They stopped me at the airport the other day for gummy worms, which,
You had?
Yeah, I had gummy worms.
But you can't take food.
You can't take food. You just can't take liquids. Water.
Oh, you can take food.
Nitroglycerin. Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah, those gummy worms, they could have been...
Oh my goodness! As we are mid-recording right now, this is the best situation possible right now. We have a mic that is brought to us.
We have a real mic.
It is beautiful.
Oh my gosh! It is
fantastic. Music
beautiful.
Department and Mr. McLean.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so
much.
This
shout
is
out to Mr. McLean, the real MVP.
Do you have anything to say to the listeners?
Maybe as clear as possible.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Let the show
everybody can
go
hear what
on.
You have to say now.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. All right, folks. I think that's all we got for you today.
Yeah. Short episode.
Short episode. But that's.
Do you have anything else to say?
I don't really have anything else to say.
Any stories?
Excited to use this.
Well, let's see. I probably could tell a story about Arizona or something.
Yeah, I know. You told me you have something.
I went to Montezuma's castle, named after Montezuma's Revenge, which
who
is.
Who was that? I don't.
Montezuma.
Know that.
He was like a. Mayan leader, I think, or like a South American or something, and they named Montezuma's Revenge after him because, you know, you go down south or somewhere and you drink the water and you're not supposed to because you're like a tourist and you don't have the antibodies or whatever, and you get like the screaming runs. That's Montezuma's Revenge.
Ooh!
But Montezuma's,
and you got Montezuma's Revenge.
I got Montezuma's castle, which is like a cliff dwelling, but it wasn't really that spectacular. It was kind of just a
cliff dwelling.
It was like a rock house on the side of the cliff. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. It's like the Grand Canyon, just a big hole in the ground.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Or like,
did you go to the Grand Canyon?
I did not go to the Grand Canyon. I saw the Grand Canyon. It was not that grand, honestly.
Wait,
I would just call it the canyon.
So you went to
flew over the Grand Canyon
to
get to Phoenix, Arizona, which is at the bottom of Arizona, like near Mexico. You have to fly over the Grand Canyon, which is at like the top of Arizona, near whatever the heck state is above Arizona. I don't know what you got. All
right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for episode 6. Thank you for listening.
We'll be back next episode.
We will be back next week.
We will be back. With better audio quality.
Better audio quality.
Very excited.
Shout out to the music department. Woo! All right. Thank you for listening. See you next week.